two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
just 15 minutes ago, a water line break in Salt Lake City has shut down Wasatch Boulevard in both directions by the Mount Olympus trailhead. They say avoid the area. The city doesn't know when it'll be fixed yet. I'm Todd Fuchs.
Second, a grandmother is in critical condition after her grandson called cops and said, I stabbed her many times. He's in jail on suspicion of attempted homicide. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
In Utah County, we have a stalled vehicle northbound I-15 in Linden. They're getting that moved over to the shoulder and out of traffic. And then at the North Interchange, crews have been working on utility work. That's been affecting traffic at I-15 southbound junction and Center Street in North Salt Lake. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up today compared to the weekend. We got lots of sunshine, 69. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
67 degrees now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump says the 1,000 U.S. troops ordered to leave Syria will now remain in the region to help prevent revival of ISIS. This as UN officials say the already dire situation in the region is worsening.
The numbers are fluctuating depending on who you talk to, but some of the information is that it could be as many as several hundred Kurdish fighters have been killed in the fighting. That's according to the Turks. The Kurds themselves are saying that other numbers are much lower, but what they're focused on are the civilian numbers.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. President Trump says he will soon impose sanctions on Turkey, a NATO ally, for its military assault into Syria. Fort Worth, Texas officials say they are heartbroken over this weekend's fatal shooting of a black woman in her own home. Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause.
Had the officer not resigned, I would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Officials identified the officer as Aaron Dean, who was doing a welfare check at the time. The mayor says they are taking immediate action and calling a third party to investigate the shooting. President Trump's former top advisor on Russia, Fiona Hill, on Capitol Hill for a closed hearing with House Democrats in their impeachment probe.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says he was asked to leave the room as he is not on any of the three committees overseeing Fiona Hill's closed-door deposition. Gaetz argues he is on the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over impeachment proceedings and should be allowed to listen in. Gaetz has been critical of the impeachment inquiry. He's also asking for the transcripts of witnesses' testimonies to be released to the public. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News on Capitol Hill.
In New Orleans, rescue crews are still searching for a worker trapped following a collapse at the construction site of a hotel. Two workers are confirmed dead. On Wall Street at the close, the major indexes close slightly lower as doubts emerge over a tentative U.S.-China trade deal. You're listening to ABC News.
Monday afternoon, the 14th. Glad to be with you. It's time for the KSL In-Depth. The serial stowaway strikes again, but this time they caught her. ABC's Michelle Franzen with the story.
She's known as the serial stowaway, and Marilyn Hartman is well known to Chicago police for sneaking past checkpoints at O'Hare International Airport without a ticket. She's currently on felony probation for criminal trespass at an airport, making it on a plane earlier this year and flying to London. On her latest attempt, authorities say the 67-year-old reached a restricted area where the gates were closed, and that kept Hartman from gaining access to the terminal. But police say she kept going to a TSA security checkpoint and was turned away when asked to present a boarding pass or ID. Assistant State's Attorney Bob Grobner.
Defendant tells the TSA agent she did not need it and walks away.
Hartman was taken into custody by Homeland Security agents. Police say she may suffer from some mental health issues. Over the past 5 years, She's also been arrested in San Francisco, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. Now police say she's being held without bond. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
KSL News Time 319. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45 now. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. We had some problems through the day today, Ricky.
We did. But we are getting well past those. Most of the earlier problems on the freeways have been cleared. So we're seeing our typical building southbound on I-15. Now, you're good to go. As you're leaving downtown, you won't see slower speeds until you're approaching Murray at about 53rd South. By the time you're at 90th and passing that, you're looking good all the way through Utah County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. As we've reported, a water main break has closed Wasatch Boulevard at Mount Olympus Trailhead. That's going to be approximately 5600 South in both directions. And your main secondaries are also looking good. Steve?
And we have some early slowdowns for southbounders on Foothill Drive, right past Foothill Village there. I-15 rolling at normal speeds and KSL travel times. North and southbound between downtown Salt Lake and Brigham. And cops still clearing a crash there in Ogden, affecting traffic in both directions at 2700 North, 1100 West. For top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman now with your KSL 7-day weather forecast.
Sunshine today, high temperatures topping out at 69. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 70, and it's even warmer to follow that. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, 73, 71 the high on Thursday, also partly cloudy skies, and a big cool down for Friday. The high that day, only 59. Showers for the weekend, Saturday, 54, and more rain and snow showers on Sunday. High that day, only 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
So the change doesn't really come till Thursday night. Meantime, if you have visions of everybody in St. George sitting on a lawn chair, feet up, enjoying the heat, it's only 75 there, 67 in Salt Lake.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Way back when in 67, I was a dandy, yeah, my kind. Sweet things from boys.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars. Cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus ZBot, infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, into any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you!
A lot of people move around and they live in a ton of different cities and states. Well, that's not my family. My mom's lived in her home for 42 years and I'm going on 18. The point is, if I want a fresh look, it's not going to be a new home. It's working with what I got. So this spring, I had CertaPro painters come out and paint the outside of my house, and honestly, I love it. It looks brand new. So this fall is a great time to breathe some life into your neighborhood, freshen up that look, and if your outside looks great, then awesome. CertaPro can help you plant a fresh new look inside, a new coat of paint, or an accent wall. It can make your home just feel so cozy. CertaPro is fast, efficient, and they get it done. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so they're right here in our community. Schedule that free estimate today online at CertaPro.com or call 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro painters, we do painting. You do life.
If you see news, if you have a traffic tip, please text us at the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Our number is 57500. We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Don't bother checking the mail tonight. Nope. There's no delivery. This is Columbus Day. The post office is closed now. UPS and FedEx are still operating on a full schedule, so you might see a delivery. KSL Drives, Porsche unveiled its new electric sports car today. It's called the Taycan 4S. Almost the exact same specs as the comparable Tesla, except for one, the Taycan 4S will run you at least $103,000. It'll be available in March. A handful of new stores and restaurants are coming to Utah. Farmington's Station Park is welcoming Barnes & Noble, REI, and Cotton On. Mountain View Village in Riverton has Chip Cookie, Aubergine, I don't know if I say that one right, and Saffron Valley. Unfortunately, I'm looking to Todd for a pronouncer.
That was a hard shrug.
Or Aubergine's best I got. Wall Street today, banks were closed. The markets were not. Stocks closed slightly lower. Losses in consumer goods makers, utilities, and industrial stocks outweighed gains in banks and elsewhere. The Dow slipped 29 points to 26,787. The S&P 500 fell 4 points. The NASDAQ lost 8. KSL News Time 326, neighbor-on-neighbor animal battles in Mill Creek. Todd says this brings up an interesting question.
Yeah, Jeff, this from a neighborhood message board post. A man who is a longtime resident trapped our kitty Emma and disposed of her.
Wait, what does that mean, disposed? No.
He didn't bury the lead, but he overemphasized the lead.
Okay,
in that
Nash, what
one.
Are you saying?
I'll get to it. The rest of the post says, when I confronted him, he said, "Hey, I've warned you before, no cats pooping in my yard."
Bravo.
I read further, and it says he caught the cat and sent it to the pound, which then called the owner. So the cat is fine. It was just caught and sent to the pound.
Okay, I don't understand cats, but my first question is, is that legal, that you scoop up somebody else's pet and take it to the pound?
I wanted the same thing as an outdoor cat owner myself. Turns out in Salt Lake County, he is well within his rights to capture it.
Really?
And send it to the pound. Although animal control stresses, I was on the phone with them this afternoon, don't go all Steven Seagal on the cats in your neighborhood. If you've got issues, call them first because it might not be as cut and dried as this. Now, you cannot do something like kill the cat, because that would be animal cruelty, and that's against the law.
Right.
It is possible, like, if your cat goes in the yard and the neighbor is sensitive to it, you could get, like, a public nuisance citation.
Okay, but you should cover your bases and call the animal.
Call animal control if you're – well, here's the thing. Maybe don't get so upset about the cat, and it's a cat.
But how do you tell a cat, don't go in his yard? I mean, can you do that?
No, you just have to be a member of the planet and accept that it's going to happen once in a while.
KSL News Time 327.